This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Dare.
Hello, good to be with you. And we are going to be talking about a really cool event that's coming up. St. Mark's has a fun fest. It is going to be June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Do I have those dates right?
That is correct.
Okay, and our guests today are Donna and Brittany Kern. They are both from St. Mark's Parish. And Donna, you're serving on the St. Mark's Fun Fest committee, right?
I am.
So tell us about this. I am not familiar with this event. I've never been to it, but now I think I want to go now that I've looked at it over a little.
Okay, St. Mark has had their Fun Fest for probably, I think this is our 38th year.
Oh my
maybe
gosh.
Even 39.
I need to get out there.
You need to come down and see us. This is one of our major fundraising events that we host annually. And this year it's a 3-day event, as you said. And the proceeds that we make from our Fun Fest go to support our ministries and also our school that we offer through St. Mark.
Okay, so where are you guys located?
We are actually located in a great location on the corner of Edgewood and US 31 on the south side, right on the corner there, just off the interstate.
Now, how many people come out to this event? I mean, this is probably, if it's been going that long, you probably get a big draw.
We do. We are anticipating thousands of people coming to the event this year, over the 3-day period, yes.
Okay, so tell us what happens at the event.
This year at the event, we're doing
a lot going on.
We have a lot going on, yes.
There's food, festivities, right?
Yes, rides.
We have
rides this year, and that's where we're really excited about the Fun Fest for this year, because we have added back carnival rides, which we haven't had those for the last several years.
Yeah, so not many people do that, you know?
So this is very popular, obviously, for families, something for the young kids, middle-aged kids to partake in. And with our location being right there on Edgewood and US 31, we're just...
It's easy to get to.
Do you know what rides you're going to have?
Not yet. We just know that our front parking lot is going to be jam-packed full of rides.
All right. So I want you to talk about the food, because these events, I mean, sometimes people really are just coming out for the food. They don't have to cook, you know, and you get really good food at some of these events. What are some of the food items that are going to be there?
So I can definitely speak to that. This year we have an assortment of food.
You're on the food committee, right?
I am over the food committee. So this one I do know.
Jim and I are getting hungry here, right?
So we're going to start with the ethnic food. We had ethnic food booths available. We have a Burmese population who's providing some of their delicious options to choose from. We have tacos. We're going to have tamales. Then we have our grills going. We're going to have grilled corn, hot dogs, hamburgers, tenderloins. And of course, we can't forget elephant ears, snow cones.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
All of that good stuff. And then if your kids haven't had enough sweets, this year we're having a soft serve ice cream bar.
Oh, wow.
And that they can make
That's
their
different.
Own. They can make their own sundae. They'll have a lot of topping options available.
Now, is this an event that you've participated in? You know, is this your first year participating, or are you a veteran organizer on this?
This is my fifth year being involved with the food.
So how much work is involved in terms, this is a 3-day event. I mean, are you still looking for parish volunteers?
We are always looking for parish volunteers. It takes a lot of volunteers to run this event, obviously. When we have the assortment of booths that we do, the food options, from the planning to the setup to the cleanup, it takes the whole parish to make this happen.
Every time I did youth ministry for a long time, and the priest that I worked with always said it's the ministry of the chairs and tables, you know. It seems like everything we do in the church is like involved with chairs and tables.
Okay, and this requires a lot of them.
It sure does. Now, what about the entertainment? Because you have a lot of different types of entertainment that are going to be there. Can you talk about some of the groups that are going to be there?
Yeah.
Brittany, you look like you got that.
I've got this one covered. So at each evening, we have several live bands that are being featured. Thursday the 13th, we have Ray and Friends. It's going to be taking the stage from 6:30 to 9:30.
What kind of band are they? It kind of looks like they might be a jazz band.
I think
they are
a live jazz band. Exactly.
Ooh, I'm going to like that.
Ray is actually a parishioner.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
We always look forward to having Ray perform.
And then Friday, June 14th, we are featuring the band Juice from 7 to 8 p.m. They're going to be opening up for a third generation who comes on at 8:30. Third generation is also a parishioner featured band. Andy Egan, Dan Deek, and Tony Evans all sing and play in that band.
That's really cool.
So it's a really good show.
And they look kind of like they're maybe jazz, too. It looks like they got horns.
They do a lot of cover bands.
They are a very popular Southside band, have been around for generations.
So what do they play? Do you know, like, what
they
kind
do
of
a
songs?
Lot of cover songs.
Okay.
Contemporary music.
Yeah, contemporary, all sorts of stuff.
And I'll bet
and
with
they
horns.
They have some of their own stuff
I'll
as
bet
well.
With horns, it's a big.
They have a wonderful
I'll bet
horn.
It's a spectacular show.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And they're excellent to perform. So definitely come on out for that on Friday night. Saturday night we have Gypsy Pops is going to be from 6:30 to 7:30. And then following them, we have Jackson Way taking the stage 8 to 11:30 on Saturday night. So we've got a really good lineup for entertainment.
Wow. So really, I mean, this sounds like such a great event to, I mean, really there's something for everybody there.
There
now,
is.
Now, should people bring their chairs for entertainment or do you have chairs set up?
That's a good
question.
You can bring chairs, but we will have those provided. We have a tent where the bands will be performing, and there'll be tables and chairs available for people to sit in there.
So wouldn't be necessary to do that?
Not necessarily at all, no. So we're available rain or shine.
Because sometimes, it's out in the lawn behind the church.
This will be under a tent.
Oh, wow.
So now what about, there's a raffle, too. Like, how do you get involved in that?
We have an awesome raffle available this year. This year we are offering a couple raffles, with our smaller raffle being a quilt, and those tickets are available through the St. Mark Parish Center and online at our website at www.stmarkindy.org. That's our main website. Also this year we have a main raffle, which that is a $5,000 cash prize. Those tickets are available, $20 each, or six for $100. And one of the twists we added with that raffle this year is that the seller of the winning raffle ticket will also receive $500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Now, it looks like there's going to be some kind of a bingo thing. What's that? Is that a separate thing then?
Bingo is separate. We have bingo going on inside Schaefer Hall, which is an air-conditioned facility on the campus.
And that'll be nice if it's really hot, people can escape to the
absolutely.
To the cool,
Bingo goes with parishes. Bingo goes back for generations. Bingo, yes.
And there's a lot of people that really look forward to playing bingo.
You are absolutely correct.
I mean, it's such a great thing to be able to do that, and it's good for older people too, if they
absolutely.
Don't want to be out in the sun and all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what part of this are you looking forward to? I mean, is there a band that you want to hear? I mean, I would guess that the entertainment alone brings in a lot of people to this event.
Each of these bands do have some of their own followers, so we're always excited to see those followers come on. I'm looking forward to, obviously, Third Generation, because that is probably one of my favorite bands, if I could be a little biased.
yeah, that's fine.
But this year, I think I'm really looking forward to the rides. This is really something new for St. Mark, and just to have those available for all ages, from small kids up to your older children, I'm just really looking forward to see how our parishioners and our community engage with the rides that we have available.
There's nothing like carnival rides to bring out the kids
absolutely.
And the kid in everybody.
Absolutely, I agree.
So for those who maybe don't know where St. Mark's is, could you give the location again?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Again, we're on the south side of town, and if you take just take 465 to the U.S. South Meridian, I guess that's U.S. 31 South exit, I would say less than a mile, you'll run into us at the corner of Edgewood and U.S. 31 South.
So how big is St. Mark's? I'm not familiar with the parish. How big is the parish? You did mention there's a school.
We do have a school. We have a K. Well, actually, now we have a pre-K 4 through 8th grade school.
Oh, okay.
That is a ministry of the church. We have over 1,000 parishioners
lot.
Attend St. Mark, yes.
And there's a lot of, I always look at these church festivals as a way to kind of to outreach and evangelization. Have you found that to be true? Because you really do get people that are not even Catholic or, you know, not from the parish. What's it been like in those terms? I mean, do you get questions or, you know, can I see the church or, you know what I'm saying? I'm just curious if that ever happens.
We do have parts of the church open and available that will be accessible through the days of the festival. So we'll see how that happens. But with our location, we do have accessibility to a large community around us. And I will have to say, yes, we do pull in the community into our event. So we're, again, looking forward to have them with us this year. But I can't forget the other thing that we have available, Monte Carlo.
Yeah, what's that? How does that work?
Oh, Monte Carlo. Those are those games inside that go along with the beer tent.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know there was a beer tent. Yes. We totally glossed over that.
Yeah, I can't not mention that. Yes, we have a beer tent this year. We'll be offering beer, wine, and I believe we're adding some different beverages that we've not offered in the past, so that's an exciting feature also for the festival.
So do you need to get tickets in advance, or can you just show up, or how does that work?
You can show up and you can buy your ride tickets or any of the tickets for any of the booths that we have available. You can also do pre-sale. We do have pre-sale tickets available through our parish, through our after mass, online. Those are all available prior to.
Now, every parish or a lot of parishes have festivals. Sometimes they're trying to raise funds for a particular need. Sometimes they're just raising money because the church needs money, which it does. Is this for a particular cause this year?
Not this year. This is for our general funding of all of our ministries and our church, just like you alluded to there at the end. The church needs money.
It does. Absolutely.
It needs money to run.
Absolutely.
And we have a lot of ministries that need.
I know the St. Jude Festival, which is kind of your neighbor on the south side there, are having a festival. I'm not sure the date of theirs.
It's coming up.
But to raise funds for their sound system.
Correct.
Their sound system went to pot on them, and they've been getting along with a kind of a temporary one, and so they've earmarked all the funds this year to get that fixed.
Yeah, this year we have added some different ministries actually into the parish, so the funds are going to be spread out over all our ministries. One of them is focused on specifically our maturing adults, which is a new ministry that we're starting up at St. Mark, because there's a lot of individuals in the pews now with grayer hair, and we're trying to focus to the needs of those parishioners.
So if you could give us again the dates and then the web page of where people can find out more information, that'd be great.
I'll be glad to. Our dates again are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, June 13th, 14th, and 15th, and our web address is located at www.stmarkfunfest.com.
And I have Saint as an ST, Mark, funfest.com. Our guests today have been Donna Kern and her daughter Brittany. Thanks so much for being our guest today, telling us all about the St. Mark's Fun Fest. And I hope Jim and I can get out there. That'd be a blast.
Thanks for having
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet.
And we should add the state license number for the event is 150051.
St. Mark's Fun Fest is June 13th to the 15th. New this year, Four Jack Rides and Midway. Convenient off-site parking with a free shuttle available at Southport High School. Enjoy delicious pulled pork dinners, grilled sandwiches, and corn on the cob, pizza, elephant ears, and more. Activities include children's games, bingo, Monte Carlo, and a beer garden with live music. The fun begins at St. Mark's at 6 p.m. June 13th at the corner of U.S. 31 South and Edgewood Avenue. License number 150051.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and Jim Ganley's in the studio with me. And via phone for the second half, we have another guest. His name is Joe Condit. He is, I think you're the founder of CatholicSpeakers.com. Is that correct?
That's right. Thanks for having me on.
And you're all the way in Texas, right?
I am. I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, but live in Austin, Texas.
And so we're going to be talking about the Cincinnati Men's Conference, which is coming up June 15th. And you have kind of got this rolling, right?
Right, yeah. It was actually the original of all original men's conferences ever put on in the United States back in 94. So the Cincinnati Men's Conference is the very first idea of getting men together to hear Catholic speakers. And that from that conference, it spawned and inspired about what we see as about 200 men's conferences all across the country and growing. That's so there's a lot of rich history behind it, and it's very special.
So you're a native of Cincinnati. Have you gone to this? I mean, did you go originally? I'm not sure how old you are. You sound like you're pretty young.
No, I'm 37, lucky enough to live that long so far. But, yeah, I actually went to this men's conference back in the early 90s, and my dad took me. I remember going to see Speaker Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple other speakers at the time, but I remember him. But it was at the time this conference drew about 10 to 15,000 guys.
Wow.
So it was impressive.
And these kind of conferences, I mean, I think it's harder maybe to get men to kind of connect to their faith. I think that's really awesome that your dad took you to that. What kind of a impact did it have on your life, I guess, going to a conference like that with your dad and seeing all these other guys?
Well, you know, to be honest, at that age, you don't really realize how it's impacting you at the time because you're just young.
Yeah.
It's like dad's dragging me to this, you know, another faith event.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older and I remember what I heard and I remember what I saw, you really realize how much it did impact you. You know, from the atmosphere of seeing how many men and how excited they were to be there to the ambiance of the whole entire production to hearing the message from the speakers and talking about God and inspiring each other and, you know, challenging men to be better people. It stays with you whether you realize it or not, which is why it's so important for all fathers to consider bringing their sons to events like this.
Absolutely. And this year's event, I believe, is called Being a Family Man. What's that all about?
Well, you know, families are under attack.
No doubt.
I mean, let's just say it straight up. The families are completely under attack on today's day and age on all different levels. There is a real spiritual warfare going on, and it is time for men as leaders of their family, as God calls them to be, to continue to try and, you know, work out to be that. You know, that's why we go to the gym. You go to the gym to work out your body to become stronger. There's no difference being spiritual. You know, so you have to constantly work out your spiritual life as well to keep your armor up, to get stronger and be able to face the challenges that are coming at men today, which are new challenges, a lot of new challenges.
And let's talk about some of the challenges that Catholic men face and why a men's conference is really important to do, to have.
Sure. I mean, it's among many, you know, spiritually. I mean, I believe that the guy downstairs is going to be after you if you're teaching the Catholic faith to your family and trying to bring your kids up that way. And you know, there's many other attacks now going on, specifically with Catholic. Of course, with this conference in Cincinnati, all men are welcome.
Okay,
that's something that was a big piece of when we brought this back. We wanted men from all faiths, all walks of life to come hear these messages of these great speakers. But from a challenge perspective, you know, there's just from technology, you know, what that brings, access to all kinds of challenges to your marriage, to, you know, your faith, your family, your kids, of bringing your kids up. Now your kids have access to information. I mean, I'm 37 years old. These third graders are growing up 10 times faster than I ever could imagine.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true. I mean, it's true. And it is a challenge. And I want to move on and talk a little bit about the speakers. You have a really good lineup of speakers, and I want you to kind of highlight a little bit about each of the speakers and what people can expect, the guys that are coming out to this conference, to what are they going to hear?
Absolutely. We have two professional athletes and one priest. So it's a kind of a combination of covering all the theology and the from the priest's perspective, the guidance there, and then you have two professional athletes. One is Rich Donnelly, right now a coach for the New York Mets, and then there's Matt Burke. He is the former center for the Baltimore Ravens and won the Super Bowl with them. The interesting thing about both Coach Donnelly and Matt Burke is that they both have 8 children.
Oh, wow.
As fathers, they can talk to you about having a career in the spotlight of the public, constantly being judged by the public, and a lot of challenges that come along the way, as well as balancing that with being a good father and leading your kids, toward Christ over everything. Both guys are absolutely incredible. Matt Burke's going to give a story about many things of being a father, but also his career. You know, he was also one of the top 21 smartest guys ever to play in the NFL, being a Harvard graduate, which is a random fact, but awfully interesting.
Yeah, it is awfully interesting.
He also politely and Christian-like denied the invite to the White House after he won the Super Bowl with his team because Obama had just signed in a massive, I think one of the record funding for Planned Parenthood at that time. And
yep.
Matt took a stance as a Christian, said, you know, thanks, but no thanks, but that just doesn't comply with what I believe. And he passed. So he became actually famous for that. And you can see that interview on Sean Hannity. And then you have Rich Donnelly, who, aside from his professional baseball career, is a professional baseball player himself and now a coach for the New York Mets. He talked about many challenges he's had as a father. He's lost a child. So his son, Michael, was killed. Both daughters of his were actually in the Vegas shooting, if you remember the Vegas shooting.
Yep.
So he talks about getting that phone call. There's just so many things these guys can bring to the table from a father's perspective above and beyond their celebrity as professional athletes. And then we tie it all together with Father Leo Padalinghug, who is an absolutely incredible priest. His whole mission as a priest, Plating Grace, is about meals and eating as a family and praying together as a family and bringing back that tradition of sitting down a meal together and how that can bring families closer together. And he's going to give a lot of advice and tips for fathers to get back to that tradition.
Now, how does the day break out? What time of the day does it start? What time does it end? And what is a person going to expect if they go to your conference?
Awesome. It's a great question, Jim. It's actually, we decided this year to really focus on the spirituality. So it'll be confessions all day. We're having Mass in the morning and Mass at the end of the day. So the men can decide which Mass to attend. Doors
That's
open
awesome.
At 7 a.m. It is awesome. We're having it at St. Maximilian Parish in Liberty Township. So it's halfway between Dayton and Cincinnati to kind of give the men an option there to draw from all those cities. So the speakers will start around 9 o'clock, I believe. We're still firming up the schedule, so don't hold me to this, but it'll start around, doors open at 7, first speaker starts around 9, and then it goes all the way through the day where there's breaks. They can visit our solution booths, we call them, which is basically our sponsors. Without them, we would not be able to put on a conference like this, specifically Solidarity HealthShare, which is an incredible Catholic option for healthcare, and then Catholic Order of Foresters. There are two major sponsors. Catholic Order of Foresters is actually our title sponsor, who helps Catholic families or any family for that matter financially to just have a good plan, financial plan for your family. So we try and provide sponsors that will offer these men solutions to their lives. So the Knights of Columbus will be involved all the way down to your local charities in the area, and we want men to take away from this day, not just hearing and getting inspired that one day, but to go join groups like this, get involved, right?
Absolutely.
And carry them out through the rest of the year, and that way, until the next conference, they can all come back and see each other.
So how many guys do you have that, and I don't know if you track numbers on this, how many guys come that are not necessarily Catholic?
We ask what parish, and there's an option for other.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have grown from last year I'm pulling it up right now from my computer. We attracted over 113 guys last year that were other.
Wow, that's
and
great.
So far this year, I misspoke a little bit, but we're almost there. We're at 93. So it's doing what I want it to do. I want it to, preaching to the choir is one thing,
yep.
And I call it the EWTN crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are great. They're going to be there. God
right.
bless them. They're
Absolutely.
Like our workhorses we can count on. But we need to reach more men with the message of Catholicism and the basic principles of it. And we need to challenge men to consider, the wonderful teachings, the perfect truths that the Catholic Church has to offer, and hopes in that it starts those conversations to, you get out there and either get men more involved with their current faith, But, of course, from my personal perspective, hopefully encourage them to look at the Catholic faith and become converts.
Yeah, and you encourage people, men, to bring their fathers or wives to buy tickets for their husbands and fathers and sons to attend. Where can people get more information to get signed up for this?
Right. All you need to know is CincinnatiMensConference.com. And CincinnatiMensConference.com, we purposely called it that because we wanted all faiths and all men of all walks of life to look at it as open to them. It's not specific to any religion. Of course, it is put on by Catholics, and there will be Catholic speakers. But CincinnatiMensConference.com is where you can get all the details, the schedule of the day, and purchase and register for tickets.
And Joe, we just have just about a minute left. How did you get involved in this? And you can give a little plug for your CatholicSpeakers.com.
Oh, sure. No, as growing up through my career, I wanted to try and pathetically give back to God in my own way. And I came up with the concept of what was then called CMG Booking in 2006. It was the first Catholic talent agency ever put on the internet before it was done by word of mouth. And now we're the largest Catholic network in the world. Our whole purpose is evangelizing through speakers that do it best. We specialize in connecting conferences, parishes with good Catholic speakers. We have a scholarship fund that we help donate to bring our speakers into parishes and conferences that need financial help. From there, spawned into all these different activities, with Cincinnati Men's Conference is one of them.
Well, the Holy Spirit's great. Joe, you've been a great, Joe Connett's been our guest. And
date, time,
oh,
place,
yeah.
One more
yeah, give
time.
Give us a date and time and place one more time on the Men's Conference and how to get tickets.
June 15th, go to CincinnatiMensConference.com to register, and we hope to see everybody there. Saturday, June 15th, the great Father's Day gift.
Joe Condit, CatholicSpeakers.com. Thanks so much for being our guest today. God bless you, and keep up the good work in evangelization out there. We need all the help we can get, right?
We do. I need as much prayer as anybody. Thank you for your prayers. I'll pray for you all. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. God bless you, Joe.
God bless you. Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.